We have a glimpse now into the lives of transgender teachers. There's been plenty of discussion in this country of transgender students. A survey conducted by NPR may be the first national survey of this population of teachers. Anya Kamenetz of the NPR Ed Team has details. Good morning, Anya.
Good morning, Steve.
Why do this survey now?
Well, as you mentioned, schools have really been a focal point for battles over the civil rights of transgender people. There's a lot of talk about students' rights, and we wondered about their educators, you know, the role models, the other generations of trans and gender nonconforming people in schools.
So you did this survey, and what did you learn about transgender teachers in the United States?
Well, we can't be sure what proportion we reached, right? We reached out online to networks of trans and gender nonconforming people. We heard back from just about 80 educators, but they were in 17 different states and also Canada and Washington, D.C. So it was a broad spectrum in terms of location, at least.
So this is not a scientific poll, but it is definitely a wide-ranging survey where you get interesting perspectives from across the country.
That's exactly right. And as you could imagine, you know, many of them are located in large cities, but we also heard from people in small towns and rural areas. Over half of them teach high school, which is interesting. It's different from the general population of teachers. Mm-hmm. And they use a really wide variety of terms to describe their identities. Some just say, you know, I'm a guy, I'm a woman. Others say trans, trans man, trans woman. Others say gender nonconforming or non-binary. So there's really a wealth of terms in use for people to describe their identities.
There must be some people who they've already made the transition, and so there's no sign that they're transgender if they don't want there to be. There must be other people for whom it's very obvious and it's out in public and they have to deal with it.
Trans people we talked about passing privilege. So some people, because of their access to hormones or surgery or how they choose to present themselves, they can teach as the gender that they feel like inside. Other people, someone in New York City told me, I come out when I walk into a room or at least when I open my mouth. And so your degree of exposure to harassment, to discrimination, in some ways is determined by the way that people perceive you. And that's something that trans teachers told us they negotiate every day.
Now, I see this figure from the survey that 56%, more than half, feel that they have experienced some kind of harassment or discrimination. I'm curious if that is coming from their fellow teachers, from their supervisors, or even from the students.
Well, unfortunately, we heard that this is mainly coming from above, or at least from colleagues, not necessarily from students. So about 1 in 5 said they were verbally harassed. Nearly 1 in 5 were asked by supervisors to change how they dressed or what pronouns they used. And 2% reported being fired. And of course, we also heard from others who either left the profession or else changed states and districts to find places that they hoped would be more accepting.
Was there an upside?
You know, despite all the issues that the teachers reported, many of them told us that, first of all, 7 in 10 are out at work, at least to some of their colleagues. And many of them told us that they're taking leadership roles in their schools. They're in the gay straight alliances. They're integrating LGBT related issues into the curriculum. And they see themselves as role models, the role models that in some cases they themselves didn't have when they were in school.
And do they just want to be trans role models or role models, period?
Well, it's really interesting. You know, some of them told us that, you know, they see themselves as activists, but in other cases, you know, like Dylan Capit, who's a special education teacher in New York City, told me, I'm an educator first. I've wanted to be a teacher way longer than I knew I was trans.
That's NPR's Anya Kamenetz of the NPR Ed Team. Anya, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Steve.